Oil just crossed $100 a barrel for the first time in years. The U.S. is 13 nights deep into bombing Iran with no end in sight. And Congress passed a resolution yesterday to halt a war the administration hasn't legally declared. If that sounds like a lot to absorb on a Friday morning, it is. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to IntelliJix.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a genuinely dense episode today, so let me walk you through what we're covering. The Iran conflict is the thread running through almost everything. The war itself, the oil shock, the diplomatic maneuvering at BRICS in Delhi, Rubio's meeting with Lavrov in Manila, and a reported notification to Israel about planned heavy bomber strikes on something called Pickaxe Mountain. We'll dig into all of it.
From there, we pivot to the broader geopolitical pressure points. Ukraine's drone campaign is now so aggressive that Russia has declared its own Black Sea waters unsafe. Ukrainian Magura naval drones are going to be manufactured in the United States under a new production agreement, and Latvia's prime minister is publicly accusing Putin of waging a hybrid war along the border. There's also fresh violence in the West Bank. 5 people killed in a shooting near the village of Tel.
On the domestic politics front, we've got a fracturing House Republican caucus, 2 separate Pentagon controversies, ousted officers alleging Pete Hegseth forced them out for asking questions, and a report that 4 fallen soldiers' names were quietly removed from the Defense Casualty Analysis System. Plus tensions between Trump and DHS Secretary Mullen, AOC calling on Mitch McConnell to resign after 6 weeks away, and the DCCC suffering its 3rd straight primary loss.
In AI and tech, it's a busy morning. Amazon has shut down its AGI research lab after 30,000 corporate layoffs. A Hugging Face co-founder called an OpenAI model hack a wake-up call for the industry. Google is now selling its TPU chips commercially, effectively becoming a semiconductor vendor. Stripe is reportedly in talks to acquire AI startup OpenRouter for $10 billion. And OpenAI's new enterprise product called Presence is sending software stocks sliding.
We'll also spend time on the business and markets picture, which is genuinely complicated right now. Alphabet just disclosed $811 billion in future spending commitments and posted its first negative free cash flow since its IPO. Michael Burry is warning about a 3-way collision between AI debt, oil prices, and long bond pressure. Treasury's reliance on short-term bills has hit 22%, well above the recommended ceiling. And the Pentagon just handed Oracle a nearly $7 billion sole-source software contract.
Tesla and SpaceX are getting their own segment because the merger speculation alone is worth unpacking carefully. An analyst at Deepwater just raised his probability estimate to 90% after Elon Musk cited more and more overlap on Tesla's Q2 earnings call. NHTSA has begun rulemaking on Tesla door safety, and Musk is publicly calling competitor humanoid robot demos pre-scripted.
We'll round out the episode with science. NASA's Juno probe just took the first subsurface temperature reading of Jupiter's moon Io, and a major new study says climate change, not El Nino, is responsible for all major coral bleaching events. And we'll close with the Sony disc exit, threatening a $7.2 billion used game market, the appeals court ruling in the Jeff Koons copyright case, and a question we want to sit with. What if the most confident prediction anyone is making right now is completely wrong?
A lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.